Marina Hoffman has roots in Central Ontario. She has her PhD in theology and has just released a new Bible study resource called Women in the Bible. And she's with us this morning. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Marina, you've written this book on women in the Bible. So what inspired you to get into this topic?
Well, I really believe in women and giving them a voice in ministry, in the church. And I thought, you know, there's so many stories we know well, David, Paul, Abraham, and they're very inspiring. But can we also inspire people with stories of women? I believe we can. And I think looking at their lives and how they deal with challenges, we really can connect to their stories.
Well, of course, if we're talking women in the Bible, one that jumps out right away is Mary, and you spend a good amount of time in the book studying Mary. She's very important to you. Can you tell us why?
Right. Well, everyone thinks of Mary, the mother of Jesus, as righteous and faithful. And when I was younger, certainly I thought, you know, how could I ever be like her? But the more I study her life, I love that fundamentally she's called to bear Christ. Now, she does so literally, of course. But how wonderful that we all can enter into the same calling. And if we also bear Christ to the people around us, then we also can strive to emulate her faithfulness and lifelong calling.
Wow. Yeah, sometimes we just focus on the guys too much, right? We should study everybody in the Bible.
Yes, it's important to know these stories of women, even if they only have a chapter or two in the Bible. They have so much to offer, and they're great examples.
And speaking of women in the Bible, only there just for a little bit, but with big inspiration, one of the ones that you spend a lot of time with also is Hannah. Can you share with us how she relates to your experience in overcoming a pretty big challenge that you were facing?
Yes, in terms of overcoming challenges, I often look to the story of Hannah because I was in a very severe car crash. It's funny, it was in Northern Ontario and shut down all the highway out for 6 hours. And as a result of that, I had infertility. So looking at the story of Hannah, and to me, it was such a lonely path. It was really painful and it seemed impossible. And when I read the story of Hannah, I see that she faces this challenge head on and she prays and she trusts God. And there's a beautiful verse that says, Hannah, after she prayed, she got up and went on her way and her face was no longer downcast. And how encouraging to be able to trust God even before we have an answer to our prayer.
Well, looking at the inspiration of these ladies in the Bible, how can they help us face our unique challenges today?
Well, I think we can relate a lot to this story of Hagar. And she's a little unknown character, just a chapter or two, but she finds herself in such an incredibly desperate situation. And she's in the wilderness, on the run, pregnant. And in that moment of complete desperation in life and death circumstance, she encounters God so powerfully. And I think this gives us all hope because the more we suffer and the harder our trials, the more God is made powerful in our life and revealed so intimately to us. I remember the same thing in my accident. The moment I felt closest to God in my whole life without comparison was laying in the hospital wondering if my husband was alive, if I would live, and just a sense that God's presence was so close to me in those moments.
The book is called Women in the Bible, a small group Bible study by Marina Hoffman. There's also a free video series connected with the book at womeninthebible.info, womeninthebible.info. Check it out and maybe go through it with your small group. Marina Hoffman's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Marina.
Thank you.